This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado is closer to getting more wildfire investigators. A state Senate committee passed a bill today that Senator Carrie Donovan says is in response to a CPR News investigation. The story found that local authorities have difficulty determining the cause of wildfires.
The efforts of locals are admirable and committed, but oftentimes they just don't have the background that it takes to investigate a wildland fire, nor perhaps the resources of time, money, or equipment.
It would cost $3 million a year for regional teams of wildfire investigators. The bill now moves to the Appropriations Committee. To keep the wind from blowing toxic ash and debris around neighborhoods burned in the Marshall Fire, Boulder County is spreading hydromulch. It's an organic matter that sticks to the ground and any material it comes in contact with and creates a kind of blanket as it dries. The mulch helps to stabilize soil and other materials. Democrats in Colorado have announced a plan that they say will reduce crime. It would provide $113 million to hire police, support victims of crime, and upgrade street lighting. You can read more about this plan at CPR.org. And Tyler Gold of Steamboat Springs competes against snowboarding legend Sean White in tonight's half pipe finals, while Michaela Sheffrin competes in the Super G finals. 50 degrees in Denver, 45 in Fort Collins. This is CPR News.